If a sinister-looking man carrying an axe knocked on your door and asked you where your best friend was, would it be morally acceptable to tell a lie? Immanuel Kant, surprisingly, thought it wouldn't. The example of the would-be murderer is his. Tell the truth is what Kant called a categorical imperative, an absolute duty, one without exceptions. It applies to everyone, whatever the consequences. In fact, Kant argued that if you told a lie which, by chance, led to the Axeman finding your friend, that would be on your conscience. So if you tell the Axeman that your friend is not in the house when he is, and your friend then sneaks out the back door and bumps into the Axeman, anything that then happens is, to some extent, your responsibility. But if you told the truth, then the consequences for your friend, no matter how grisly, should not be on your conscience. This brings out how different his moral stance was from utilitarianism, the philosophy that you should do whatever brings about the greatest happiness. A utilitarian would think about the consequences of telling the truth or of lying. In contrast, for Kant, some actions were just wrong, even if good consequences might flow from them. This is known as a deontological approach to ethics.